Civil unrest in Chad has Christians assessing needs. A ministry reaches out to text messaging listeners seeking Christ. And an outreach aims the spotlight on International Women's Day. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The crisis in Darfur, Sudan has spilled over into Chad. The unrest is even causing problems between the two governments as each accuse each other of supporting the other's rebels. As a result, eastern Chad is plagued with insecurity. Mission Aviation Fellowship has work in Chad, says their disaster response manager, John Woodbury. He describes the situation.
You have a couple hundred thousand refugees who have fled the Darfur crisis and have also come into eastern Chad, which also has a civil war going on, which has created probably about 112,000 internally displaced people.
In December, MAF families were evacuated from Chad, but security has improved. MAF is partnering with other Christian groups, which makes an impact.
The people that we serve know we're Christian agencies who are coming and serving them, and it opens doors that God can work through.
An additional plane and more pilots are needed. You can adopt a plane or support a pilot. Just go to our website. Next, a number of mission agencies in New Zealand are seeing incredible growth in missionaries being sent to the mission field. Pioneers New Zealand is reporting a 55% increase. Internationally, OMF is setting a goal of finding 900 new workers for the mission field over the next 5 years. WEC International says it hasn't seen numbers like this in the past 5 years. The need is great, as missionaries from New Zealand typically work better with national workers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Electronic communication has changed a lot in the last quarter century. In closed access countries, what was once radio's world has shifted. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're now using text messaging to share the hope of the gospel.
Text messaging is often much less expensive than regular voice calls, so we think this is a way that's going to increase in the future. And we're trying to set up the facility so that people can call a place where there is not going to be suspicion and where the call can't be easily traced to us or to our partners in various parts of the world.
DeYoung notes other ministry possibilities.
We have set up some computer-based things that enable us to do this more efficiently. We are seeing some instances now where people are also calling in or writing in, I should say, questions for radio programs, things to pose to the host, and we think this has potential for live call-in programs as well.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization estimates 80% of all sickness and disease in the world comes from inadequate water or sanitation. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says they're trying to fix that. This year, they'll complete roughly 2 wells a day. That means they need to share the vision.
We're also establishing these volunteer networks around the country, and we are doing these Share the Vision events. And so people hear about us, they may find us on the internet, find our website, and get involved in some way, going on a mission trip, or just taking interest in how they can make a difference in people's lives.
Wiles says as they mobilize prayer and financial resources, it's important to remember the why.
The most important thing is to recognize that the 1.1 billion people without access to clean, safe drinking water are the people living on less than a dollar a day, and they've had the least access to the gospel. So we're talking about the neediest people on the planet, both physically and spiritually.
Go to our website for more details on getting involved. And International Women's Day is on March the 8th. It's a day meant to highlight women around the world and to focus on their continuing struggles. Because women are so central to family and community life, the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee encourages partners to involve women in their programs. As they get teaching and training to be a better mother and wife, their hearts open to the gospel. For many, their hope fosters hope for the future. Please pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.